Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. For some people, it's easy to sit back and say, yeah, I've had a couple great years. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but let me tell you, very, very few people have had a couple of years quite like Shay Rose. Rose was named the R&B, Soul, Urban, and Contemporary Artist of the Year at the Boston Music Awards. She appears on a bonus track in one of this year's Grammy Award-winning jazz albums. And hip-hop royalty, Queen Latifah, named her America's Next Female Rapper.
Check it. Gonna flip it like a magician that turns a dove into a unicorn, like a kid in a candy store. Oompa, loompa, doop-a-dee-dee, something sweet for your taste bud every year.
And get this. Shay Rose graduated from the Berklee College of Music just last year, and she's been rapping for all of a year and a half. Shay Rose, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's so awesome to be here.
So we're listening to Extraordinary Girl. It's a track off your new mixtape, Little Warrior. And your career, honestly, seems to be kind of on a rocket ride right now. But in a way, this mixtape is part of the story. I mean, the variety in it seems to describe your style almost better than anything else, doesn't it?
I'm mixing everything that just lives in my head that I constantly am like, I know I should pick one thing, but let's see, I'm mixing Betty Davis, Lenny Kravitz, I'm mixing Outkast, Andre 3000, I'm mixing Nina Simone. All of those references, all of those influences are in that project.
You've even got the voice of Janis Joplin in there.
Yeah.
We hear an excerpt from Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the reason why I wanted to start by talking about Little Warrior and the fact that it's a mixtape is that, I mean, I've heard you describe yourself as the female Lenny Kravitz meets Lauryn Hill with a splash of Betty Davis.
Yeah.
Why those three in particular?
Oh, man. Well, because, you know, Lenny Kravitz had this amazing way of crossing over as an African-American man of color and crossing into that rock genre. And then, you know, Betty Davis, her raw vocals, the fact that she produced a lot of her records. She was an icon, a fashion icon. And Lauryn Hill, I mean, the hip hop influence being, you know, one of the first female MCs. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the list, like Rolling Stone magazine top 10 MCs, she makes the list. And the fact that she had the Unplugged album where she was playing guitar. So after I saw that Unplugged album, I'm like, yeah, I really need to pick up a guitar and start learning to play.
Well, I love that we're talking about all your influences, but what's really unique about you, Shay, if I can say, is that you're bringing them all together. But if we could, I want to go back to one of, I believe, the first track you ever wrote. It's called Rockin' Rose, and we've got it right here.
I think I'll write about myself. Shay Rose.
My serious rising got you starstruck as I struck Betty Davis on this bass line, kick it with me. Rock funky with a soulful middle. Stop and taste a little. Let it melt inside your ear like 50 soul. Let the crackle of the vinyl make your spine shift. I got a new fix. Wanna twist and kiss chocolate fever with an afro hippie Woodstock wild thing. Lamenting on strings the divinity of truth, y'all. I like stiletto heels. For 5'2", it just fits me better. Rocking deep purple and a torn leather fits me better. Box me in butterfly. Fly with a different pattern. Now you got the introduction to the rose, new rose. Everybody knows a rose is a rose, no matter what you call it, but you can call me Shay Rose for the record.
You know, I think at the time Nicki Minaj was starting to break, and I was actually living in Atlanta for the summer, so of course, you know, Outkast, I was hunting for Andre 3000. And a producer in Atlanta by the name of Cage Holmes gave me this track. Rockin' Rose. And I'm like, you know, he's like, rap on it. He's like, I want you to rap and sing and try it out. After that, I started doing more rapping and people were responding. And eventually I was able to land a a cover girl opportunity with Queen Latifah, who's like the queen of rapping.
Okay, you're being really modest here because she also called you America's next female rapper.
Which is, thank you, Queen Latifah.
And you'd only been doing it for, what, a year?
A year at that time. So getting underneath for me as a female MC, you know, it's tough out there because it's male dominated. So again, it's another place, another style where you have to really get underneath and really be firm and you know assertive and believe in what you're saying and the message that you're delivering. Because I'm about that thing. Not that thing. But if you like it, put a ring on it. On second thought, you can keep it because I'm gonna sing on it.
So, Shay Rose, you were born in Boston.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you spend a good chunk of your early life in Dorchester. Mm-hmm. I mean, just tell me about those early years and sort of what it was like and how that's influenced your music since then.
Well, you know, I left Dorchester when I was 12 and my family moved to Braintree. So prior to that, I was in the Metco program. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to Natick. So I was always around, you know, different cultures and colors. And at home, my parents were listening to, you know, Tina Marie and Rick James and Melba Moore. And then, of course, there was the stuff on the radio like New Edition, you know, New Kids on the Block. So it wasn't until I got to Braintree that I started to understand that there was kind of a divide, or that the world creates these divides with music and people and colors and religion. And because I was in the inner city and my cousins were, you know, playing the Run DMC and the real Roxanne, and I was hearing that. And then I just was like kind of pushed, you know, into this different environment in Braintree where there was like Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses and the hair band. So it definitely, you know, musically, looking back, I'm glad that I had both experiences. At the time, you know, being a teenager and young, you know, you just want to fit in. So being a little black girl in Braintree was, you know, really challenging, definitely had its challenges.
Going through that realization that there was or is this divide, is that part of the reason why you feel so compelled to bring the musical styles back together somehow?
It's, you know, it's really something that I do naturally because I don't feel that there's a divide. You know, when I think of soul music, I think of Jeff Buckley. I think of Robert Plant. I think of Nina Simone. I think of Stevie Wonder. I don't really break them down into genres. I mean, I know the world needs to, you know, for marketing and branding and all of that. But for me as an artist, I see it as one.
When you graduated from high school, you moved to New York, right?
Yeah. So
you wanted to make it as a musician at the time?
Yeah. So I did a little bit. I did some schooling here in Boston. And then I was like, I want to go to New York and try and make it. And I was in this all-girl band, you know, kind of like the Spice Girls. And I was like, I don't know if this is what I want to do either. But I
That's
tried
not really getting underneath the music.
Yeah, you know. You know, I got my butt spanked a little bit in New York and I came home to Boston.
Okay. Well, one of the things I've read you said that you needed to, that New York taught you was that you really needed to sort of learn, for example, how to play guitar and no, that's not right.
No, you're right. No, oh. I had not. Nope.
Well, I want to listen to another track from you. It's called Light Fades and it's definitely got a different tone than what we've heard before. So let's listen.
Okay.
'Cause if my life fades, oh, if my heart breaks, and if the world all around me just slipped away, and if my music fades and the inner child fades, ooh, if the world all around me just faded away, you'll be there for me during my darkest days.
So that is a completely different sound than what we heard before.
Light Fades was the first song that I wrote on guitar. And, you know, I was getting a lot of input. Like, you got to choose one sound. You got to choose one thing. And I just felt like I don't have to choose. So for me, Light Fades, it shows the songwriter. It shows the guitar player, the musician. And I think it works in a show. It brings dynamics to the show and to who I am as a person. Because I'm not just a a rocker, you know, and crazy, but that is a part of my personality.
Well, let me ask you about that, because several Boston music critics have said that you are one of the local artists who's most likely to just really break into the big time nationally and internationally. It seems like you're poised for that. But then I also read that, you know, maybe in talking to record producers or major labels, they're telling you exactly what you just mentioned, that you got to kind of pick a sound.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that. I had someone tell me, you know, a year and a half ago, you're a black female. There's no reason why you need to be doing rock music. A label's not going to sign you when they can get a white female who does rock music, and that makes more sense. And I'm like, what? To me, that was just crazy talk, you know? But I took it to heart, and it made me think about, you know, should I be doing this? Maybe this is the wrong thing to do. But I stuck to my guns, and, you know, a few months ago, I was on WAAF, so I'm getting played on the rock station. So I'm just, like I said, I want to keep doing what I'm doing and just do what feels right, you know?
Well, before we go, I want to ask you about one more thing, and that is, it seems like your music may have received another big boost this year through Terry Lynn Carrington, because she's, of course, a professor at Berkeley, virtuoso jazz drummer, and Grammy Award winner now for Best Jazz Vocal Album, which she won for the Mosaic Project, and you appear on that album.
Yeah, shout out to Terry Lynn. Terry Lynn is awesome. I'm just going to have to say that for the record. I mean, I was a student. I was in her class. It was one of my last semesters at Berkeley, and she said, hey, I'm doing this record. It's the Mosaic Project, and it's all-female cast with Gretchen Parlato and Esperanza Spalding and Cassandra Wilson. I'm like, so why
Sheila E.
Sheila E. and, you know, Patrice Rush. And I'm like, well, why are you telling me about this? Like, and she's like, well, I think you should try and do this remake of a Nona Hendrix song called Transformation. And I said, okay, I gotta step my game up again.
Transformation needs some transportation. Escape into my mind, slow down my heart racing. Inhale through my lungs with songs on my tongue. Repent all my wrongs, now my battles to the cross. I surrender every breath, prepare to lose it all. I rise for the win, I rise for the fall. What you gonna claim, the beginning or end? Are you born to die, are you born again?
And so now folks are like, you're on a jazz album too? Like, what are you? So it was like Lenny Kravitz meets Lauryn Hill with Bette Davis and Ella Fitzgerald or something. I don't know. So yeah, it's actually another example of, you know, like why the divide, you know? It's just making music.
Well, it does seem like you're one of the most exciting artists here in Boston right now. So Shea Rose, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. And can I just say, for anyone who wants to listen to my stuff, it's a free download on my website.
And we'll put a link to it at our website at radioboston.org also. Shea Rose's latest album is Little Warrior, and she'll be performing on April 5th at the Armory in Somerville. Thanks again.
Thank you.
From a sister to another funky sister. Yeah. We fight the battle side by side. We die for one another. Yeah. Right. Huh. From a sister to another funky sister. We live, we love, we ride, we die for one another.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, Baratunde Thurston. His new book is called How to Be Black. Also, a gay pediatrician's coming out story in Boston's medical world.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.